Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This Week in YouTube, episode 24, recorded September 30th, 2013. Free audio library. This Week in YouTube is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 1 million high-quality video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 25% off new accounts, go to Shutterstock.com and use offer code TWIYT9. And by ProXPN. ProXPN is a virtual private network that allows you to use the internet the way it should be, anonymous and unfiltered. For 20% off new accounts, go to proxpn.com/twit and use offer code TWIYT. Hello and welcome to This Week in YouTube. I'm Chad Johnson. This is the show that will teach you tips, tricks, tell you news of the past week, make sure that you are current. If you're a creator and you want to know about what's going on every week in YouTube, you should watch this show. This week, Lamar is actually out. He's missing in action. He got invited to speak at the YouTube Creator Space LA, a really cool invitation. So he went ahead and did that, and I don't blame him at all. But in his place, I have two of the most fantastic guests. First, let's say hi to Amy from Savvy Sexy Social, who we've had on before. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me back. I'm so excited.
Thank you. Thank you. Last time you were on, we got tons of comments. You are super knowledgeable, and I am so, so very happy to have you on again. And then also, Ashley Paramore is here. Healthy Addict, how you doing?
I am fantabulous. I'm happy to finally be here.
Yeah. So me and Ashley are actually great. Not only has Ashley helped mentor me with my YouTube channel, but we're also good friends in real life from 2010. 11, when did
it's been a while? This is the first time I've seen you living in my laptop like this.
Yes, right.
Communicating with you. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Normally, face-to-face interactions was... But when I was starting in YouTube, your channel was way better than my channel, and it still is, actually. And I came to you many times for advice, and so I'm so happy to have you on the show because this is just normal for me to be like, Ashley, what's going on? Can you please explain to me what's going on? So,
what does the upload button do?
Yeah, exactly. comments. Is that like a technical term, or do I need to learn more about that? So let people know, Amy's been on before, but Ashley, let me know, what is your channel a little bit about? What do you do?
So my channel is Healthy Addict, and I've been doing videos since, I think, 2006 now. It's primarily been based around atheism and science and skepticism, but now I just kind of talk about whatever I want and what's controversial to me this week. So,
and some people may be hearing Dr. Bird in the background.
Yes.
Who is a staple of all of your videos.
Yes, he's in every video since I've got him now, because if he's not on my shoulder, he screams and ruins it. So he just screams a little bit now.
As you notice. So with atheism, skepticism, and that sort of stuff, you can imagine that that's, one, you don't, I've known you for years, and you're not a controversial person. In fact, you had originally booked us through one of the, was it a skeptic or a...
It was how we met. I was running an atheist student group at Ohio State. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And at the time you were working for Brian Brushwood as his handler. Not handler. Handler is not the word.
His but stage manager.
Stage guy?
Yeah, stage guy. Dude? His lovely assistant, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how we met. Mm-hmm. And apparently some of Brian's fans that had shown up thought that I was trying to pick you up.
Okay, that's a whole nother story. but yes.
Yeah, so
So anyway, yeah. I've known you, and you're not a very controversial person, but the videos that you put up can create lots of controversy. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so some of the recent topics, which are definitely controversial outside of the atheist community, but also within the tech world, things surrounding gender. So gender issues, sexual harassment at conferences is something recent I've done, or talking about feminism, which can be very, very polarizing right now. So definitely get a diverse group of people yelling at me or yelling for me.
Yeah. And do you find that mostly an audience that came to your video because it was posted somewhere else and they come in? Or is it your group of hardcore fans that are speaking up on your behalf? What's your audience breakdown normally?
It's column A, column B. So I actually used to work in the National Atheist Community, like as a day job for at least a couple of years. So there were a lot of people there that watched it. But anytime an issue like gender comes up, it seems like whoever has the opposite position that I do will post on a popular forum, and then their people will flood, especially around gender. So
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, very cool. So if anyone wants to go check that out, we'll also do some plugs at the end of the show. Coming up, we are going to talk about YouTube offering free music for you to use, over 150 different pieces for you to use. Also, comments. What's up with those? Is that a technical term? I'll ask Amy and Ashley. And of course, we have some YouTube tips for you later on. But first, I need to thank Shutterstock. Shutterstock is most likely the most perfect sponsor for our show. They have tons and tons of high quality images and video for you to use in your next creative project. Let me break it down for you. Head on over to Shutterstock.com and you can browse over a million high quality stock video clips. These are in 2D or 3D animated and motion graphics, and use their really sophisticated search to find exactly what you want. Then, once you found the asset that you like, you can save them to a clip box and you can access those selections from all sorts of places, and other team members can see what is in that clip box. It's a perfect way to organize your clips. You don't have to send links back and forth. You just have a centralized place for them right there. Also, if you are using Facebook ad creation tool, Shutterstock recently partnered with Facebook, and so those advertising customers get free access to all of Shutterstock's images through the Facebook ad creation tool. This is a great resource if you're a local business that really wants professional looking ads, but obviously can't source professional photographers and time and all the things that are associated with a professional ad. You can use Shutterstock to your advantage. Shutterstock also has really flexible pricing. You can choose between individual clips or video packs, and you can download the clips in HD, and you can save with standard definition web formats, that sort of stuff. Now, here is the offer that I have for you. You don't need a credit card. You could just start browsing. But if you would decide to purchase, use offer code TWIYT9, and new accounts will receive 25% off any package. So head on over to Shutterstock.com. If you decide to purchase, for 25% off new accounts, use offer code TWIYT9. And we thank Shutterstock for their support of This Week in YouTube. So head on over there, get browsing, find something for your next project. So YouTube has announced a new library with over 150 audio tracks that you can use in your videos. Amy, what was your initial reaction to this announcement, and which they actually announced back at VidCon, but now it's available?
You know, I'm very excited about it because I feel like we've all been kind of walking on eggshells, like, man, I hope this song works out, because, you know, we all want to monetize. And if you monetize and you have a song that YouTube decides is not okay, if it's copywritten or questionable, then you know, get in trouble. Your account could be in trouble. The video might get taken down, lots of things. So it's sort of like, finally, but it's awesome that they're actually letting you download them now, so you can actually incorporate them into the editing process versus having them only incorporated in the YouTube editor. So I think that's really a sigh of relief for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Before, you could, if your video had gotten flagged as a video that had audio that you couldn't use, I think that you could replace all of the audio, including your voice, and, you know, like if you had anything else in the background, all that just got replaced with a song that they had in a library of things you could use. But now, you're right, you can download it. I believe that you download a, let me find the exact, it's an MP3 that I think is at like one, it's at a high quality. Ashley, do you think that you are going to use this library in your next videos?
You know, I'm really hoping to use it. I've traditionally always used Incompetech, but mm-hmm. if you're familiar with them, there are so many YouTubers that use it, and I feel like it's just been beaten into the ground. Every other video, I feel like, uses them. So yeah. With this, the fact that I can download it, and I'm a control freak, like part of the reason I've never used any of the audio that's been up there before is I just felt like I haven't had enough control in the editing process. So now that I can just pop it into, you know, Final Cut, I'm pretty excited. Curious to see what all is there. And I hope it grows.
Yeah, me too. So one of the cool things, is, as you mentioned, it growing, is that you can submit your own music. If you go to the page, which should be in your video manager section, you can, there's a little link at the bottom to submit your own music. And let me go ahead and show you where this is. For some reason, YouTube keeps signing me out. There we go. Log in as OMG Chad. If you hit the drop down, head on over to Video Manager. Over here, there is now, and this is the first time I'm actually doing it. Haven't found it yet. Anyone
you
know?
Have to go in one of the new sections there to the left, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
The creation tools right there.
Oh, look at that. New. Yep. Here we are. There's a big old tag that says new, and there is an audio library. And so if you want to, there's also the popularity of the song. Here's the download button. And you can search via genre, mood, the instrument that's being used, the duration of the clip, or if you have favorited a song, you can use that. So this is Kahlua.
I just love that. I love that it's not just like this random library of music.
Yes.
And it's so great because you can search by mood. I mean, like, I'm always thinking that. I always have to, like, get in tune with my mood before I go to some stock, you know, audio site to, like, figure out, okay, what do I want to hear? Like, what would I hear if I was really picking the right track for this video? And I love that they help you streamline that.
Yeah.
And I feel like I always go through a million files, too, trying to find the right mood. I'll play multiple ones behind the video till I find the one I want.
Yes. Yeah, so right. Before, if you wanted to actually have something downloaded that you could edit with, you'd have to find an audio library. And there was no search. You could search for the name sometimes there'd be like three, there'd be a short version, a medium version, a long version. And you'd
Or you can say like fast pace or like medium pace. Yeah, that was it though.
Yes, yes. Here, this is what the library looks like. If you're on the featured area, I believe that actually your searches stick possibly because, no, they don't. There we go. So the mood, the different colors of that's next to the track, it denotes what mood it is. So if you go and click into a mood, and let's choose dramatic, those are all labeled blue. So if you've used this a lot, you can learn over time exactly what color of music you're looking for, that sort of stuff. And then, like I said, down here, there is an interested in seeing your tracks in this library. Let us know. And this is the page where you can enter your email address, which band or production house you are, and a simple track. And this was interesting because it seems like they're going to people on an individual basis to find these. They had a quote from YouTube that said they have a person in LA, they have a person I think it was in Brooklyn, you know, finding these artists in these production houses. And I was kind of amazed that they didn't go to a bigger, maybe another library that already exists or anything like that. They actually kind of went to people individually.
Do you think that people that are already music content creators on YouTube will you know, submit some of their stuff for this?
That's a good point. I wonder if, I wonder if, like, say, who is it? Bo, there's a few
Bo Burnham.
People. Yeah, Bo Burnham, who's done lots of songs and music on YouTube. If this is kind of another way to get recognition, to get your music out there, to get people using it behind,
Yeah, I wonder how they're crediting people, because I feel like it would be a great way to get your music out there and, like, look at this. It becomes like, hey, YouTube's my portfolio. Here's a bunch of people that selected my music from the library to use in their video. So that would be really interesting. But I just think that if people are trying to profit off of their music making skills, then there'd have to be some pretty heavy credit going on. So that would be interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting, because recently I emailed someone directly and asked if I could use their music. And of course, the immediate response was, you can, as long as you give us credit. I have so far not seen any language that we need to credit anyone.
I try as often as I can to find stock music that's free, because I know that if I can give credit, I'm going to give credit like a million times over, and I'm happy to do that. So anytime I can find good music, I'm happy to give the credit. But they absolutely should be asking for that at the very least.
Yeah.
Well, and because typically when you go to find music online that's royalty free, that you can use commercially, blah, 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 you're expected to give that Creative Commons credit blurb somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you use these audio tracks, I haven't seen anything on YouTube yet that even tells you how you would give credit for it. Or is there some algorithm that'll just pick it up and do it for you? I don't know.
That's what I was wondering, is maybe the Content Match ID algorithm would do the exact same thing that it normally does, but then just tell the person, hey, you know, it's been used on this video, but we're not gonna do anything about it. Any other final thoughts on this before we move on?
Cool. I'm just excited to see what it becomes.
Me too. Yeah. And they, 150 songs is an awful lot of songs. They had originally announced at VidCon with only 100 songs. And the idea that other people can submit their music, open-minded artists, that is really exciting. That this will grow to hopefully over 1,000 songs. It'll be the first resource anyone goes to look for music. Okay, moving on. YouTube announced a new commenting system which is powered by Google+. Some of the things that this offers is threaded conversations, allowing private conversations using circles, and if you post, say, on Google+, that comment thread gets pulled into YouTube, so you can, it's almost like cross comments. I'm very excited about this. How do you guys feel about the comment system getting redone in YouTube? Let's start with Amy.
I think it's really exciting. I think it's natural for it to happen, because if they want Google+ to continue to get more relevant, then this is a great way to do it. The more you tie it into YouTube, the more it becomes relevant to YouTube users, then it's going to be a good thing for that social network. It's sort of still irritating in the way that when Google+ came out, I started an account. And because that email address doesn't match up with certain email addresses, and I know that they have definitely added brand pages to be underneath email addresses so you can link them up the right way. Still, my main Google+ account, the people I have circled there are not going to be recognized the way that they're talking about having them recognized in the comment section on my channel. So it's sort of like, it's still not quite there for me the way that it should work because of all these accounts that I have. But it is really useful. If you have it set up flawlessly, then it's going to be really cool to see your top circled people at the top of your comment section every time and get the most important people that you want to see up top. I think it's great.
That's a good point. Are you using the Google page, Sexy Savvy Social? Is that
I did
issue?
That. Yeah. Savvy Sexy Social has its own brand page because of that whole issue.
Right.
And that brand page is underneath my personal page on Google+,
right?
So my personal page has the most presence, blah, blah, blah. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's the same thing is with it. And it's even worse for me because I am OMG Chad, the Google+ page on YouTube, but then I'm Chad Johnson, parentheses OMG Chad on Google+. So, and they both look like me because I've used the same user image. I didn't think about that at all because
I know.
One of the things that they're mentioning is it seems like higher ranked people will show up better in the comments.
Right.
So it seems like if...
And that's only one aspect of that ratio. Right. Google Plus is only part of it. There are other things, obviously, we're going to talk about.
Right. And so if what's funny is if I comment on my own video using my Google Plus page instead of the YouTube creator, the YouTube page, which is a Google Plus page... This is very complicated. I'm very sorry. Then it will not show up as the uploader of the video, which is has less rank. So I might comment on my own video and not get recognized for it.
I feel lucky that I have the card set up right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Ashley, what is your initial reaction to comments getting redone?
I'm trying to be as optimistic as possible. I'm excited at the fact that the circles and everything are going to come into that. Something that isn't entirely clear to me yet is how much comment popularity in itself is going to come into play, or if it's going to run strictly off your circles. Because if this is something that runs off of comment popularity, especially when I talk about something controversial, the most popular comments aren't necessarily the nice ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether that's people calling me a jerk or saying like, hey, nice tits, and then a bunch of likes. You know, so I wonder how that's going to affect my comment section. And also, like, as much as I love having the people in my circles and that idea of them, you know, cropping up, I also worry, like, I really enjoy the conversations from people that I have never even talked to before. So are those going to completely get lost in my comments now? I don't know.
It seems like it's taking a lot of serendipity out of the comments now. Some other features that they are adding are creator-controlled filter settings. So either you can filter out words that you don't want or specific users, things like that, which has your own control panel. So approved users, which... will always show up user, like anything they comment with will show up, blocked users, and then a blacklist of words that could never show up. The other stuff is private commenting, which didn't make sense at first. And what it seems like what is happening is if you ever share a YouTube video on Google Plus, your comment will show up in the next comment area. So if you look at this TechCrunch article, you see Soul Pancake via Google Plus. And so this looks like the description that they added on Google Plus. And then normally on Google Plus, you'd see that tile and then with the video underneath. It stripped out that video, left the description, and all the replies are the comments on that Google Plus post. So let's say that you shared a video but only to your family group. That means that only your family could see the post, and that way your family could comment, and they would be the only people to see those comments because it's only been shared with that circle. And it seems like if you go to even the YouTube page, you would see those comments instead of, you know, knowing that your brother or something commented and it was lost way down in the bottom. Yeah, any other thought? Oh, one more thing. A while ago, YouTube turned off the video responses. Mm-hmm. Do you think that this may be a step back to something like that?
I do. I wasn't sure about it at first. I was kind of thinking it was definitely interesting. I mean, it really is a small percentage of people using that feature because a lot of people watching YouTube aren't even logged in. So you really think they're going to send a video response to somebody? No. But I actually got my first video response via email this week. And that's one of the few things that I've realized that this is a thing. This is how people were excited to be able to reach creators. And with my comment section, this is going to be really interesting for me because I replied every single one of my comments. And I think that keeps the vibe a little bit more positive. I realize that there are some genres that makes it more difficult to do that. And I thought maybe mine could be questionable, but I do as much as I can to engage my audience. And turning that off is really kind of a bummer because I think some of them really liked using it more than I even realized because quite frankly, it's hard to keep up with the YouTube inbox. And sometimes I forget to approve some. Well, so.
And that, And that's the thing that's hard for me, too. As much as I would love to read every single comment on a controversial topic, it's just not going to happen. Right. Where traditionally I have looked at every single video response that I've ever gotten, because so far they've been fairly manageable. But, you know, I don't know that comments are going to replace that, especially if it focuses so much on either popularity or your circles, because they're just going to be people that I miss unless I catch it in something like my email.
Right. Do you think this is purely speculation, but do you think that maybe YouTube will create via Google Plus that you could maybe video comment? Like Google Plus adds an integration to, instead of actually typing in a description, you record a short video on whatever you're talking about? Purely speculation. Do you think this is a place that they would go?
I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not either, but it would be the next natural thing because now there's photo commenting on Facebook. So if they're going to try to one up that, then there you go. You've got that. But I don't know that they're too concerned about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be cool if they did it, but I don't think that's a place that they need to be. Well, any last thoughts before we move on the new revamped comment system?
I'm excited to see who those worth recognizing are, because those are also people that will be moving up in the comment section. And we didn't really talk about that.
Same here. I went over to, because you can go into your channel now. I forget exactly what it's under, and see like where your most engaged people are right now. And right. The people that are most engaged on my channel right now are not necessarily the nice ones, because again, you know, recent stuff's been controversial. So
yeah, and for me, I think it's 5,000 subscribers that you need for that level, and I don't have that, so I don't have a clue who those people are.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, I completely agree.
Well, you will have over 5,000 after this episode of This Week in YouTube, right?
Because happened the first time she was on. I wish. Everyone go subscribe right now.
Oh, that was not at all where that was going. Okay,
no, yeah, but we took it there because we love you. Okay, well, thank you so much. Okay, now it is time to thank our second sponsor for this week in YouTube, ProXPN. ProXPN is great. They are a virtual private network, a VPN, that allows you to use the internet the way it should be and has always been, or should have always been. Basically, what it does is it creates a secure tunnel for all of your information, email, passwords, the websites that you view. It goes through that tunnel, and it's shielded. It's shielded from outside observers and your own ISP to look at what is in there. Then it comes out on their secure servers, which are located all over the world. They have them in the US, in the UK, Asia, and more. ProXPN software is available for Windows and Mac and offers really cool controls for allowing you to select the programs and ports you want to anonymously route through ProXPN servers. This also works great on iOS or Android, allowing you to use your data plan or if, say, you're just on a mobile device on a Wi-Fi network. There's also a new ProXPN app for Android in the Google Play Store that supports OpenVPN. They also have great customer support. And if you're wondering about the security of ProXPN, Steve Gibson gave them a great review on Security Now. So head on over to proxpn.com/twit, and on that page you'll find more information about ProXPN. Premium members normally are $9.95 for a month or $74.95 for an entire year, but we have a special offer. So if you use the code TWIYT, you can receive 20% off the lifetime of your account. If you get the yearly plan, that's less than $5 a month. If you're not satisfied, of course, cancel within 7 days for a full refund. So head on over to proxpn.com/twit for more information. There's a great information page up there. And of course, if you decide to buy, use the offer code TWIYT so we get credit and you get that 20% off the lifetime of your account. And we thank ProXPN so much for their support of This Week in YouTube. Okay, Ashley, I'm putting you on the spot. Do you have a tip to give our awesome audience this week?
Sure. So one thing that I think a lot of people overlook when posting videos is simply the timing of when you do it. I'm a little rusty on the research on when you're supposed to upload it, but last time I checked, it's roughly Between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is when peak traffic is on YouTube during the weekdays. So generally what I do to try and get as many views as possible, I will upload first thing in the morning. And I usually try and get in even a little bit earlier for the lunch rush on the East Coast. But it's important to upload your videos early, because if you upload something, you know, 9 o'clock at night, no matter where you are, you're just not going to get as many views as you would otherwise.
Wow.
That's a great tip. It kind of brings back the old primetime television TV slot.
Yep.
Of like, people are coming home from work and they're going to start watching TV. Well, on YouTube, people are going out to lunch and watching YouTube on their mobile device.
Or at the end of their workday.
Or at the end of their workday. But you need to upload it soon enough that it's there so that they can watch it. Mm-hmm. And that it hasn't been buried. Because if you upload it last night, everyone's asleep and there's going to be more videos that came out. Awesome.
Yeah, and other people are uploading their stuff in the morning. So
yeah.
Perfect. Make sure your subscribers see your video.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, that about wraps up this week in YouTube. First off, Amy, what have you been up to since the last time you were on the show?
Well, you know what's cool is I actually got to take a week off of making videos. If you guys follow me, you know I make 3 videos a week. So yes. I was like, how can I make this amazing for everyone? And actually, you can see there's some new faces there. I gave a few people the chance to take over my channel while I was on vacation. And it was awesome because everybody still got content while I was on a road trip on the West Coast. Actually, I just got back from Berkeley for the Ohio State Cal game because I live in Columbus, Ohio. So I don't know if made that connection yet. But yeah, so that was what I was up to last week and the week before, and more videos to come this week.
Very cool. And if people don't remember I should have said this at the beginning of the episode, but your channel focuses on what?
You know, I kind of call it the marketing lifestyle channel because we talk about a lot of social media and a lot of video. And I've definitely been like what seems to be the go-to resource for a lot of people in developing a YouTube channel in the way that they need to learn how to market it. So that's sort of a lot of what we talk about. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. I think we keep marketing speak really fun on my channel. I'm not like a normal marketing video person in the way that I feel like I bring in the world of YouTuber and marketing professional.
Absolutely.
And so it's definitely a different vibe than the typical white screen talking head.
Right. And the moment that you head on over to anyone heads on over to your channel, you know that. Just watch 15 seconds of a video.
Yeah, it won't take long.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. And so it's entertaining and informative at the exact same time. So
I talk really fast, so you won't be there for very long.
Exactly. Because everyone's busy. So head on over to youtube.com/sexysavvysexysocial, and that's with 2 V's to check out Amy and all of her work. Ashley, what have you been up to since the last time? What have you just been up to this last week? That was cheesy.
Well, being sick and dying, which is why I'm 2 weeks of not having a video. Right now, my computer's up. So hopefully I'll have something for you guys this week. But yeah, I was planning on talking about the comment thing, actually, which might still happen. Or if there's a governmental shutdown, maybe that'll be a fun topic. So,
definitely.
Oh, wait, it's past 9 o'clock. Did that happen?
What?
It didn't happen.
Okay. All right.
Wait, well, anyway, governmental shutdown?
The government shutdown? Are you out of the loop on that?
Maybe. Does this happen today?
Well, by 9 o'clock, they were supposed to make a decision whether or not they were going to shut down non-essential government stuff.
Yeah, I was saying it's rejected, so we're looking at a shutdown probably.
Huh? Cool.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Get on Twitter.
Awesome. I should. I should. Oops. I just made a fool of myself. I'm seeing your first video here. What is the Dawkins is Wrong video?
Oh, that's about Richard Dawkins, who's a very famous atheist, made a comment about pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that he framed it, I didn't like how he said it. So that's a controversial one. I have a lot of angry atheists out now.
What is this? The friend zone.
Oh, who's that guy?
I don't know. It looks strangely familiar. Anyway, everyone head on over to youtube.com/healthyaddict for more of Ashley's videos. They're very entertaining, and join the discussion because that's always fun. This last week,
I'll see your comments too.
Say it again.
Hopefully, I'll see your comments too.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if I comment as myself, I don't really upload videos, so it probably won't get upvoted at all. But
I actually have a filter on gingers too. So
yes, yeah. And you can't use the words awesome or great. And so I just get cut right out, yeah. Right out. This last week, I did a fun video where I recorded my Tuesday. So it was a day in the life of me from the moment that I woke up to just about before I went to bed. It was kind of hard to keep recording when you fall asleep. And Tuesday is a fun day because it includes cats and walking to work and the Gizwiz and all about Android and stuff like that. It was a long video coming in at 12 minutes, but it was a lot of fun. If you want to see a little bit of a behind the scenes of one, how my life works, two, how Twit works, and just enjoy that video. I also started a new video game series called Rogue Legacy. And that's kind of fun.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's basically whenever you die, instead of just you do die and that character's gone, and then you have to come back as another character in the air in the family line. So it's a fun sort of version of a normal kind of 2D hack and slash game. And that about wraps up this episode of This Week in YouTube. Thanks for joining us, Ashley and Amy. You guys were absolutely great. Anytime at all. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
If you want to catch If you want to catch future episodes of This Week in YouTube, you can head on over to twit.tv/TWIYT or, of course, our YouTube page. Head over to youtube.com/TWIYT and subscribe to the show. If you'd like to watch us live, we record every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific. This week, we had to push it back because Framerate had to do a special recording of a very special show, the Winter Movie Draft. Next week, Lamar should be back. So see you guys then.